Service is the key word you get when you pull into AG Service at 121 South 8th in Sabetha. Their goal is complete car care. They do custom exhaust, wheel alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, and tie rod ends. See them for tune-ups, oil and lube, batteries, tires, and computerized wheel balancing. And keep your vehicle looking good with their touchless automatic car wash. Stop in. They earn your business at AG Service, 121 South 8th in Sabetha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. We're at the Purple Palace tonight here on KNZA Radio, getting set for a fantastic matchup, we hope. At least it looks good on paper. It's 17-1 Royal Valley Boys, number four in the state. They've been number one in the state most of the year in Class 3A. First loss of the season coming to Holton a couple weeks ago, but they've bounced back to beat Nemaha Central and Hiawatha very handily since that loss. So that's having a great year after winning just three times all last season. Sabetha's only lost three this year. They are 15-3, and the Blue Jays at 10-2 in the Big 7 still have a shot at winning the league title, at least a share of it. They're only one game back of Royal Valley, who has just one league loss coming into tonight. Chris Brown, the second-year head coach for Royal Valley, had his team in the state tournament a year ago, won a state championship with the Jackson Heights boys, and now trying to do it here for the back-to-back Big 7 League boys champs. For Sabetha, Scott Berger in charge, his 32nd season, over 500 wins for head coach Scott Berger. The Blue Jays coming off their first losing season in a decade and having a great one now here in 2021-22, as they are still a pretty young squad, unlike Royal Valley, that's loaded with seniors, experienced, and talented. Sabetha doesn't play a lot of seniors. They play a lot of sophomores and juniors this year, but the guys seem to be playing well, having fun together, Logan, and I know they're anxious to try to compete in this game. They only lost to Royal Valley by 12 points back on January the 7th.
Yeah, and you alluded to it. Last season, the best of boys, they only had three wins a season ago, and it's pretty much the same guys on this team this season as it was last season. But the one thing, Justin, between last season and that first game this year, there's one guy that, for some reason, every time Sabetha plays Royal Valley, they just find the rhythm and Sabetha cannot find a way to stop him. That's Brady Fox, the post player for Royal Valley. He is good, and he always shows up and balls out every game against Sabetha. Sabetha's going to have to find a way to keep him off the board.
A lot of size for this Royal Valley team. Brady Klotz, 6'6 senior. KJ Miller, 6'4 senior. Nanswa Wessick, a 6'5 senior. One guy missing, though, tonight for Royal Valley is Mason Thomas. He's a 6'5 senior that is averaging 12 points per game, but he has gone to a funeral, so that's a big loss. Royal Valley, not a very deep team. They'll start Trayson Murata, the 5'10 junior, tonight, along with Jake Kelly, a 5'11 senior. So it's Kelly and Murata with Wawasik, and Klotz and Miller, the two post guys to watch for this 17-1 Panther squad. For Sabetha, the visitors in the red blue, here's their starters, same as they've been all season. Matthew Garber, a 5'10 junior, in the backcourt with 5'11 sophomore Marcus Bauman. Also starting is Noel Niehaus, a 6'2 junior. And inside, it's Davis Roki, a 6'4 junior, and Christian McAfee, a 6'3 sophomore. McAfee, Roki, and Garber all average double digits, and Bauman scores 8 points per game, so the Blue Jays have really good balance. And so does Royal Valley, while Wessick scoring 18 tonight. KJ Miller, 16 points per game. Brady Klotz, 13. And then without the 12 points that Mason Thomas usually contributes. So who will step up to replace Mason Thomas tonight? That's a big question for Royal Valley and their home whites with the purple numerals, letters, and trim. Should be a great game. It was Royal Valley winning at Sabetha on January the 7th, 48-36. One of the lower scoring games for these two teams, as Royal Valley averaging 60-plus points per game. Sabetha comes in scoring about 53 points per contest this season. It's Sabetha 15-3 and Royal Valley 17-1, and the boys' tip-offs coming up after our pregame timeout here on FM 103.9 KNZA and online the Sabetha channel at msesports.net.
Make plans to attend a crop meeting sponsored by Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. The date is February 24th at 6 p.m. to be held at the main event in Sabetha. Dan O'Brien, economist from KSU, will be on hand to discuss winning the game. At K-State, Dan focuses on grain market analysis and risk management strategies. Call Roy at Kansas Insurance to reserve your spot, 785-284-7611. The number again, 785-284-7611.
Protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Cinex lubricants with Cinex gift cards for gallons. You can earn a $50 Visa gift card for every 100 gallons of Cinex diesel engine oils, tractor hydraulic fluids, gear lubes, and greases purchased between now and February 28, 2022. See Berwick Oil Company for qualifying Cinex products and promotion details. Some exclusions apply. And don't forget to ask about the best warranty in the industry, the Cinex Total Protection Plan. Berwick Oil, proven durability, powered locally. Online at Berwick.
My name is Denise, and I have been a patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha for 7 years. Chiropractic care is so important to my quality of life. Being in proper alignment allows me to care for my family, be more productive at work, and enjoy my life. Dr. Lukert and his staff are always positive and encouraging. If I ever have a setback, I can count on Dr. Lukert to get me back on track. He taught me how to do stretching exercises and make better nutritional choices, which have improved my health and energy levels. I have been very happy with my care.
Stuck between a rock and a hard place? MCR Towing is equipped to pull you out. With knowledgeable drivers and 3 late model rollbacks, we are outfitted to handle any situation with efficiency and confidence. You never know when an engine problem or furry critter will stop you in your tracks, so don't get caught unprepared. Save MCR Towing in your phone today, 785-459-2500.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank is an expert in supporting local farmers and ag producers with their livestock, machinery, cropland, and more. Our team of ag lenders live and work on their own farms, so they know exactly what's going on and they can relate to you.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Prompt, courteous service, and competitive prices, that's what you'll find when you open the door at Foster Ford and Holton. This is Lonnie Coder, sales representative at Foster Ford. I would like to invite you to our dealership and offer you that good old-fashioned service that our previous customers have already experienced. From our sales department to our top-notch parts and service, we strive to make you the customer number one. So if it's a new car or truck you desire, or service for an existing vehicle, stop in at Foster Ford in Holton and let us help you with your automotive needs.
Now more than ever, it's all about connection. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. Whether you're attending a virtual conference, video chatting with family, or binge-watching your favorite TV show, Rainbow has an internet plan that will fit your household needs. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
KNZA.
Welcome back to Studio Engineer Seth Tellison, Justin Fluke, alongside Logan Bitterman. We're set for basketball, Royal Valley and Sabetha. Panthers going right to left in the home whites, and Sabetha going left to right in the road Navy Blues. Niehaus jumping it up against Klotz. Blue Jays win the tip. Sabetha 15-3, Royal Valley 17-1, only one game difference in the Big 7 League standings. Royal Valley tonight without Mason Thomas, one of their top four experienced senior players. Garber gets the skip pass. Down low to McAfee. Tough shot with his left hand, and he traveled with it. Wipe it off. Traveling on Sabetha, their first trip down the floor here tonight. What do you think about Kingston this game here tonight, Logan?
For Sabetha, Royal Valley's got a little bit taller size on you, so you got to try to limit the second, third chance opportunities offensively. And here's the biggest thing as well. I talked about Klotz being a killer when it comes to Sabetha playing Royal Valley. You got to keep a Wasik off the board as well. He's and off the scoreboard, because he's definitely turned it on here as of late.
Yeah, Knox coming out 26 and 28 point scoring games after missing the first five contests this season. There's an alley-oop. It lands to McAfee in the paint. Got the friendly bounce off the iron. The pass was intended for Davis Roki on the alley-oop, but it bounced to Christian McAfee, who scores the first points here this evening. 1 minute in, 2-0 Blue Jays. Sabetha playing man-to-man defense. Pass over to K.J. Miller, and now Jake Kelly. Down low to Klotz. A shot no good. He's defended by Christian McAfee there in the post. Garber ahead to Bauman. Bauman puts on the brakes. Royal Valley, that zone defense with all their length, long arms, and athleticism. Over to Niehaus. He's looking into the high post, but it's tipped by Miller, stolen away. Second Sabetha turnover. Up the court, Wawasek. Binks it in. Great glide. And taking it to the rack. Wawasek, who signed earlier this week to play college basketball for Emporia State the next few years. Wawasek inking that letter earlier this week. Tying us at two. Here's a long three, and it's a brick no good. Missed by Davis Roki. Both these teams can shoot from the perimeter, especially the Blue Jays. Wawasek trying to drive on Bauman, and a foul on the floor before the shot went through. It's going to be a personal foul here on the sophomore, Marcus Bauman. A lot of confidence for Coach Scott Berger to put a sophomore guarding Nuggs Wawasek one-on-one. Inbounds, Klotz, left elbow jumper, up and in. There's Brady Klotz, averaging 13 points per game. Royal Valley takes the first lead. This ball goes through the hands of Davis Roki and out of bounds. That's the third turnover already against Sabetha. Not a team you want to get down against early, because it can be tough to score on this Panther squad at times. Fell three spots, but some pretty good teams ahead of him in the 3A state rankings. K.J. Miller down, though, faking a couple times and getting an easy layup. K.J. Miller. Third different Panther with a field goal. They've scored six straight to take a 6-2 lead. Roki, 1-3-1 defense by Royal Valley. McAfee goes to the basket. Boy, that appeared to be quite a bit of contact. And Sabetha's going to keep the ball, but no foul called. Blue Jays will inbound it as one finger up on the right hand of Coach Scott Berger. Sabetha boys on a nice little winning streak coming in here too tonight. Last few wins against Perry LeCompton, Jeff West, and Nemaha Central. Beat Holton as well. Beat Nemaha by 13, Jeff West by over 30. Won against Perry last Tuesday night, 54-50, the final in that game. Now against Jake Kelly of Royal Valley. Sabetha with the basketball. We're nearly 3 minutes in. 4-point lead for the Panthers. Here's a tray in the far corner. Bauman missed it. Rebound is Wawasek high to rip that off the board. Wawasek with the white headband on. A little give and go with Klotz, but it's tipped and stolen away. Royal Valley turns it over. Tried to get Watts. Knox going to the basket on the left side. High post McAfee out to Roki. He drives baseline into a double team. Now without the dribble, back to Garber, fakes the three. Bounces it up top to Niehaus. Now Bauman open for a three on the near side, and it's good. Marcus Bauman, three-point basket. The Blue Jays down just one. Again, Native American Heritage Night. A lot of fun festivities going on this evening here at Royal Valley, including powwow dancing coming up at halftime in this boys' game. If you want to watch that, we're live with video and the audio on the Sabetha channel at mscsports.net. Just click listen live. Here's a Jake Kelly triple. He hit it in the near corner. Jake Kelly knocks in the first triple for the Panthers. He's the fourth different Royal Valley player to score in a 9-5 lead. Now it's hit by Miller. Sabetha turns it over. Now Wawasek on the floor. Ball still free. And Royal Valley has it, and they get it to Kelly. Fourth turnover against Sabetha. 4-point lead. Royal Valley with the ball. Miller, tough catch there. He's fouled. And this is foul number two against Sabetha. Bauman had the first one. This one is on Christian McAfee, who's certainly had his fair share of foul trouble throughout the season. Daniel Coleman, a 6'3 junior, comes in for Royal Valley. Out goes Trayson Murado. Got his start tonight in place of Mason Thomas. We're told Thomas has gone for family reasons. I believe a death in the family has Thomas absent here tonight. Wawasek behind the back pass thrown away. Second turnover by Royal Valley. Now Wawasek trying to get it back, and he does. He gets a deflection, and it's off McAfee out of play. Coach Berger saying, well, who touched it? Awasik did a good job of sailing that. The Panthers will have it here underneath their own goal. 9-5 Royal Valley. 3:30 to go here in the first quarter. Miller in the lane. Double team. Shot blocked by McAfee. Klotz, though, gets it. Over to Miller. Drives hard right side. Fakes. Goes up strong. Missed it. Got his own rebound. And then it's off McAfee, or Roki, rather, and out of bounds. Coach Berger looking for some rebounding inside. He'll bring Preston Michael, 6'2 junior, into the game, replacing Niehaus. Well, Valley, another chance here on their offensive end as they'll lob this one into Wawasik. Huge crowd in the Purple Palace tonight. Man, there's not a whole lot of seats left in this place, and it is big. A lot going on here tonight, as we mentioned, including this big primetime guys matchup. Wawasik drawing the foul. Count the basket. The foul against Bauman is going to be his second. I'm not sure how Knox got that one to go through, but it's his second field goal, and it will be an and one opportunity this time. So Bauman with two fouls. Free throw here for Wawasik, 53% on the season. He struggled a little bit at the line, but that one is good. Three-point play gives Royal Valley their biggest lead, now 12-5. McAfee at the high post. Out to Garber. That's a three, and it's no good. Rebound goes to Wawasik. Passes up the court to Klotz, intercepted by Garber. Great steal and takeaway there for Matthew Garber. Third turnover on Royal Valley, and a timeout by Sabetha head coach Scott Berger. We'll take it, our first timeout of the night. 2:49 left here in the opening quarter. It's Royal Valley 12, Sabetha 5. This timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Visit them online and find your favorite flavor at popcorngifts.net. We're back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
It's never easy or convenient when your truck breaks down, on the road or in the field. Floyd's Truck Repair can get you back going quickly with experience and efficient service. No matter what the problem is, how big or small, Floyd's Truck Repair, the trusted choice for 40 years at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Flatbed drivers, KMTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors, choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call KMTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back to action. Quick shot by Sabetha out of the timeout. Man, and then an over-the-back foul on Christian McAfee, trying to come in there for the offensive rebound. And Christian McAfee will head to the bench with his second foul. Marcus Bauman has two fouls as well. And that's just a silly one. You got to avoid your instincts, you know, tell you to go for the ball, right? You're hustling, trying to keep something alive, but just out of position there. Didn't really have a chance to even touch that basketball. And now on the bench with two fouls is C-Mac. There's a steal by Niehaus. It just checks back in. Both teams a little bit sloppy. Royal Valley four turnovers. Sabetha's committed five. Blue Jays down by seven with the ball. 2:20 to go, and Sabetha throws it away. Stepping in front of that pass is Daniel Coleman to get the steal. Kelly, Miller, Wawasik, and Klotz for head coach Chris Brown.
And that last pass there by Niehaus was actually hit by Wawasik. That's why Coleman was right in the right position.
Wawasik out to Miller. Now back to Knox. Finds Klotz cutting to the basket. He can't get the shot off, but up top, wide open. It's Kelly for three again. Jake Kelly with his second triple here in the first quarter. Only averaging 3 points per game. He's now got six. Knocking down that dagger, and the lead is double digits. 15-5 as Klotz kicks the pass. Defensive Royal Valley's given teams so much trouble this season. I told you they only allow 36 points per game. They are averaging winning by 25. On average, an average night, they win by 25. Here's a three by Garber. He faked it, got his defender up, but missed the triple. Now an offensive rebound out to Garber. Another three, and he missed that one as well. Royal Valley gets the rebound this time as Coleman finds Wawasik. Minute 20 to go here in the quarter. Wawasik, a lot of dribbling, and he traveled with the basketball. Five turnovers on Royal Valley. Trayson Murata in. 15-5. Royal Valley with the lead. Been on a vengeance the last couple of games since getting upset at Holton. They lost that night by 1 point. Olton made 12 of 17 three-pointers that night. Will Valley missed bad at the free throw line throughout the evening, and here's a steal by Brady Klotz up the court. Klotz, so he hung on the rim and the backboard, and they call a technical. Klotz was going up, and he kind of lost the handle on the ball as he was going up. I don't think he was really trying to dunk or anything, but he was going up, and he lost the handle on the ball, and he just kind of grabbed onto the rim. But I think the reason he got the technical is he kind of swung and hung on that rim for a few seconds.
Yeah. That was a quick technical call, too.
So a technical on Brady Klotz. It'll be his first foul, and at the other end, Garber makes the free throw for the Blue Jays. Garber's first point of the game. Under a minute to go in the quarter, trying to capitalize here after another Blue Jay turnover as Garber makes them both. And Sabetha will now have the basketball. Coach Brown visiting with the official, but I don't think there was anybody under. The only time you can really do that and get away with it is if you have guys under you and you're trying to avoid, like, you know, coming down on top of somebody or something at the high school level. But Sabetha's got it. Roki, left elbow, 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Jump stop in the lane. He missed the shot. Rebound taken by Klotz of Royal Valley. Now Wawasik has it. 15-7, Panthers with the lead. Pass over to Murata. Miller wants the lob. He gets it, but it's touched by Miller last and out of bounds. Niehaus defending. I got six turnovers on both teams, Logan.
I got seven on Sabetha.
Okay. Seems like they're both trying to do just a little bit too much and force some things here in this highly anticipated battle of the best in the Big Seven. These two teams in Nemaha Central have really dominated the league this year. Is Roki down low, high off the window? No. Wawasik with the rebound. I think Wawasik's grown since last year. He's listed at like 6'5 on the roster. And dribbling around defenders, lost the handle and hit the paint of the deck. But he keeps the ball alive. Now Klotz gets it to Miller. Way, way deep three-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Roki at the end of the first quarter. That will do it as Royal Valley leads 15-7 with 8 minutes in the books. Wawasik, of course, transferred last year down to Branson, Missouri, a prep school, but came back this fall, became eligible the 1st of January, and now has the Panthers knocking on the door of returning to the state tournament and winning another Big Seven League title this year. One quarter in the books. We'll take a one-minute timeout here on FM 103.9, KMZA, Hiawatha.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Olton Community Hospital, Home Health and Hospice, is your local choice for home health, serving neighbors, friends, and family for more than 26 years. Olton Community Hospital, Home Health and Hospice offers skilled nursing, physical, occupational, and speech therapy, as well as social services. If you're recovering from surgery, illness, or living with an ongoing medical condition, the team of local skilled medical professionals will help you regain your independence and make a smooth transition to home care. So count on care close to home with Home Health and Hospice from Holton Community Hospital.
Kansaland Radio.
On to the second quarter we go. Justin Fluke alongside Logan Bitterman back with you here in the Purple Palace. Royal Valley had the ball, but they miss a shot. Now a kick by Knox Wawasik, and it'll be Blue Jay basketball going left to right. They trail by 8. They were down 15-5 at one point there before a couple technical foul free throws were made by Matthew Garber. Sabetha's brought in Travis Dollinghouse, one of their three seniors in there for the first time. Preston Michael into Niehaus, out of the lane. He kicks it in a three-point shot. Good for Garber. Blue Jays have two guys on the bench with two fouls each, Marcus Bauman and Christian McAfee. Both out of the game with two fouls, but Sabetha within five on that triple by Matthew Garber. Minute end of quarter number two. Kelly. Got a couple trays in the first quarter for Royal Valley. Klotz, now back to Kelly. Miller posting up, gets it, Niehaus comes through him. and picks up the foul on Knoll. That's his first, but now team foul number five on Royal on Sabetha. Kelly Miller over to Wawasik. Sabetha still man-to-man. Now it's Garber on Wawasik. A lean-in from the elbow, no good. Miller battles to get the rebound. He misses a bunny. Miller got it again and fell down, but it goes to Kelly from the foul line. His jumper, no good. Kelly gets the rebound again. Oh, Valley, tons of offensive rebounds. Now a step through and an easy layup there for KJ Miller. 17-10, Royal Valley. How many offensive rebounds did they have that possession? Three or four. Roki nearly had it taken away by Wawasik, who thought he had a clean steal, but instead will pick up the personal foul. First on Wawasik, team foul number three against Royal Valley. Garber to the bench, Bauman back in, as Matthew will get a quick little breather here with the Blue Jays down seven. They have the ball, they inbound to Roki, who made the basket, but a foul, I guess, as it was being inbounded there underneath. Our official John Staus informs us the foul is on KJ Miller. That's his first, team foul number five. So Sabetha will try again underneath their own goal. Michael tried to get it in while Wawasik tried to sell it, but he tipped it and then it was off Niehaus, but Wawasik touched it last. Says Maggie Hazenkamp, our other official, that'll now hand the ball to the Blue Jays, and they throw away the inbounds pass. Michael's inbound intercepted by Brady Klotz. Eight turnovers now against the Blue Jays. Here's Murata against Dollinghouse. Klotz has it up top. Jake Kelly again. Downtown three, no good. Rebound. Two Blue Jays there. Niehaus able to control it. Bauman will bring it across half court. 6 minutes to go till halftime. Blue Jays down seven. Rob pass up top. Be careful with Wawasik atop that zone defense. A 1-3-1 look for Royal Valley. Wawasik at the top. Miller in the middle. Klotz and Kelly on the wings. And we got another foul here against Royal Valley. This will be their sixth. And it's on Jake Kelly. He's the first Panther to get a second personal. Nope, excuse me, that's just the first on Jake Kelly. Yep. Sabetha brings in Matthew Garber after a real short break. Lob into Niehaus, back to Garber. Three-point shot, airballed. And battling for the rebound, Klotz and Davis Roki. And they're going to call the foul on Klotz. He had a technical earlier. Again, Royal Valley, not a lot of depth this season, and even more so tonight as they're minus Mason Thomas, another top four guys that averages double digits. Klotz will go to the bench with two personal fouls now. That's five team fouls each. Lob into Niehaus, over to Garber. Sabetha's hit two threes. Garber drives, missed it, while Wessick gets the rebound. Wawasik will take off and get by Niehaus. Back to the middle of the floor. No look inside to Miller. Miller, kick out Kelly, Murata. They'll dribble and find Daniel Coleman. Miller, again down low. KJ had it knocked out of his hands. Good drop-down help defense there by Matthew Garber. Turnover number seven on Royal Valley. Here's Bauman. Shot blocked. Ooh, they call the foul. I think that might be on Miller. Didn't look like much contact there. A lot of ball up top. But K.J. Miller just got his second foul. So Miller and Klotz, the two big guys for Royal Valley, both with two fouls. And that's going to lead to a Coach Chris Brown timeout with 5:09 to go till halftime. Royal Valley in control, leading 17-10. Sabetha will have it when we return. It's a 30-second break presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack on the Sabetha channel at MSCSports.net. And FM 103.9, KNZA, Hiawatha.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, Welcome back with studio engineer Seth Tollison. He'll host the Community National Bank local high school basketball scoreboard show later tonight. Got some girl scores that we hadn't passed along yet. The Holton girls beat Royal Valley tonight. That's a bit of a surprise. Holton girls winning at home 34-30 over Royal Valley. It was Jeff West girls beating Riverside 45-32. JCN girls won a great game, 54-53 over Valley Falls. Horton girls beat Marhill Mount Academy 51-46. Back to action here. The first free throw is good. The second for Marcus Bauman is no good. Bauman's got 4 points. The Blue Jays still down by six. We resume play now under 5 minutes to go here in the first half. A long three by Wawasik. It's short. Hit the front of the rim. Bauman has the board. Sabetha can make it a one-possession game. Centralia girls won big again tonight, 57-30 over Clifton Clyde. Exciting scores, no doubt, around the area. Here's a long shot missed. Offensive board, though. Christian McAfee back in, and he threw it away. Ninth turnover on Sabetha, despite the offensive rebound there. So C-Mac in with two fouls. So is Bauman. Wawasik able to go to the basket and score that time, as McAfee a bit timid with the two fouls. Wawasik has 7 points here in the contest. Lead is 8 at 19-11. Shot no good. Missed by Bauman. Offensive board. Dollinghouse keeps it alive. Out to Garber for a three. That's no good. Bauman trying to get him, but he's over the back of Jake Kelly. And uh-oh, that's number three on Marcus Bauman.
Yep.
So, Niehaus to the scorer's table. Preston Michael will come in as well as Dollinghouse, and now Bauman has to set with three personal fouls. Team fouls even at six, so both teams will be in the one-and-one bonus now. The final 4 minutes of this first half. Last Big Seven League game of the year for Royal Valley. Tried to clinch the outright Big Seven League title again. They will host Silver Lake here on Tuesday. Klotz had it knocked away by Davis. Now back to Wawasik. Draws a lot of attention. Spins. Shot up. No. Did he travel? Yes. Turnover number eight. Royal Valley led 15-7 at the end of one quarter, and we haven't had much scoring, only 4 points by both teams here in this second period. Michael, tough lob pass, but Niehaus gets it. Over to Garber, looking to drive. Nice look to McAfee, who lays it in. Christian McAfee with his second field goal. Kelly to Klotz, and he's fouled. Uh-oh. Is it on McAfee or Davis Roki?
On McAfee.
Oh, man. That's another really tough foul. Not because it's McAfee's third, but just because, again, long pass, kind of a jump ball, and there's a little bit of contact, but now McAfee will have to join Bauman back on the bench with three fouls. Back frustrated. Klotz to the line. This is a 1-1. First free throw for Royal Valley tonight. And it's no good short. Klotz 73% on the year. Royal Valley, one of the best in the Big Seven shooting free throws, but no good on that attempt. A lot of good boys, Big Seven free throw shooting teams. The league is really, really good this year. And the ball knocked away and stolen from Garber. Here's Klotz to Wawasik. Glides and a finger roll. Scoop lay in. Wawasik now at 9. Klotz got the dime, and the ball kicked. It'll stay with Sabetha, but now the Blue Jays down 8. K.J. Miller back in with two fouls. Klotz goes out with his two personals. Coach Brown rotates them a bit here. Sabetha, Roki, travel. A lot of traveling calls tonight. I mean, both these defenses are so good, though. You got to work hard to create offense against Sabetha or Royal Valley, for sure. Sabetha going to be the overwhelming, likely unanimous top team in the Big Seven. There's a blocked shot. Miller kind of fading away as he attempted it. Davis Roki got a piece of it. Sabetha down 8 still, 2.5 minutes to go. Blue Jays will basically bring everybody back. They turn it over again. Pass by Sabetha's Matthew Garber, and nobody was there. Wawasik into the lane again, and another layup. Wawasik has 11. That's tough to stop right there.
Yeah.
Double-digit lead, 23-13. A triple by Garber is no good. Rebound tipped and tipped again. Sabetha's got it. Preston Michael able to keep it alive. Now Roki lost the handle, and Sabetha turns it over. Here comes Wawasik against Garber. And swatted up against the backboard. Oh, they called a foul on that one, too. As Wawasik hit the deck, Davis Roki thought he had swatted it off the glass and blocked it up top. Must have been somebody down low, though, as Wawasik will head to the line to shoot two. Davis Roki picks up his first personal foul. Roki swatted a couple block shots. 32. First free throw for Knox is no good. Already leading Royal Valley with steals despite missing five games. He's got 37 swipes now and 18 games this season, and Knox averaging 18 points per contest. He makes his second free throw, and he's got a dozen here in the first half. 24-13, Panthers' biggest lead of the night, up by 11. Roki double-teamed. Michael, far corner to Garber. Lobs it up top to Niehaus. Down to a minute 40 left here in the second. Careful of those skip passes with Royal Valley's size, length, and athleticism. Far corner Garber fakes the three, drives by Murata all the way underneath, reverse layup, but he stepped out of bounds. Garber made the reverse layup. Good idea, and instead it's turnover number 13 against the Blue Jays as Tyrese Bishop comes in. First appearance for that senior, replacing Travis Dallinghouse. Well, Valley now a 9-6 second quarter advantage. Wawasik for three, in and out. Rebound, K.J. Miller missed it, didn't use the glass, couldn't get enough on it. Here comes Garber to the other end for Sabetha. Way up the court to Preston Michael. Now Niehaus fakes a pass, wraps it around to Garber. Davis Roki, tough guarded, long two, no good. Wawasik with another rebound. Under a minute to go in the half. Here comes Daniel Coleman. Wawasik again drives. He got hammered. Oh, they called charge. Well, he might have got fouled by one guy, but Noel Niehaus got set in front of him and takes the charge, and that's personal number two. So Wawasik joins Klotz and Miller, all with two personal fouls here at not quite halftime. I think Sabetha has a chance to walk through the Big Seven League, maybe undefeated next year. And it's hard for any team to do that any year because the Big Seven is so good. But man, bringing everybody back, this team's going to be phenomenal next year. Nice fake by Roki and an easy bank shot there against Coleman. Davis Roki's first points of the night make it back to a single-digit lead. Royal Valley going to hold for the last shot maybe this half, leading 24-15.
They're going to have to compete with teams like Perry. He's pretty decent. They're going to be possibly a decent team again next year, but Holton could be a really good team next year as well.
I concur. I think Riverside will bring back both of the Duncan boys, but I don't know how much depth they have around them. Nemo Central's pretty good every year, but losing the Beck boys and some of their guys will be a little bit tough to replace.
Obviously, one of their guys, I'm not sure if he's even back yet, but Zach Thomas.
Zach Kramer.
Kramer,
he's out for the season, I think. Here's Wawasik at the line of 1-1. He missed that. Rebound, though, falls to Coleman, who gets it to Wawasik on the right side, and he banks it in. So the missed free throw for Wawasik, but he gets the two-point bucket. 3 seconds left. Garber needs to let it fly. Didn't see the clock. Now shoots it, but late and no good. And Royal Valley up 11 here at halftime. It's Royal Valley 26, Sabetha 15. It's going to be a bit of an extended halftime show. Again, tonight here at Royal Valley High School, they celebrate Native American Heritage Night. I've only had a couple chances to be here on this night, but it is phenomenal. I cannot wait to watch the Native American dances that are going to be performed here at halftime. Should be a lot of fun. Stick with us on the Sabetha channel and here on KNCA. Royal Valley boys lead Sabetha by 11 at the break, which is presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway K-16.
Want to know what's awesome?
Those kicking new tires on your truck?
Yeah, and look at my receipt.
That's all you paid for those tires?
Get out of town.
I did.
Where'd you go?
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton, on Highway 75.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well, offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome into the Halftime Show with studio engineer Seth Tollison, Justin Fluke, Logan Bitterman back with you. Our halftime score, Royal Valley Boys 26 and Sabetha 15. Royal Valley been ahead throughout this game. They led 15-5 early on, led by 8 coming into the second quarter, now lead by 11. They've had an 11-point lead a couple of times now here in this first half. Both teams struggling, kind of taking care of the basketball. Sabetha with 14 turnovers in the half. Royal Valley has 8 turnovers themselves. Both teams make a couple of three-pointers, but I think one of the biggest differences, Logan, for me, is rebounding. It seems like Royal Valley's got a huge advantage on the glass. And obviously, Sabetha with some serious foul trouble. Bauman and McPhee with 3 personals each. Neither guy played a whole lot in that first half. Sabetha needs all their weapons to be able to compete here against the Panthers tonight.
Yeah, when you talked about it, the foul trouble between Bauman and McPhee and what both of those guys bring to your team. Bauman, he's kind of a 3-and-D player, if you will. He can hit the 3-point, he can hit the 2-point shot right side, the 3-point line as well. But he's tremendous defensively. Just, that's going to be a huge loss, obviously. Him having to watch that. But Christian McAfee, we talked about the size advantage Royal Valley has. McAfee with 3 fouls doesn't get to play very much in the first half. You don't have that size to compete with them. And we also saw that you saw it with the turnovers that they had offensively. They got to be careful on their passes because trying to get in some of those lanes, you know, Wawasik with his 6'5 frame, Brady Fox 6'6, KJ Miller 6'4, you know, they got the reach. They can just stick their arms out there, get a fingertip on the ball. We saw it. Wawasik tipped one to the knee outside to pass across the lane, and Coleman got it taken back the other way. So if you're Sabetha, second half, what you have to do is you look at it, where Wawasik, Clock, and Miller all have 2 fouls for Royal Valley. You gotta find a way to take it at one of those guys, especially Miller and Clock inside, to try to get them in some foul trouble. But defensively, if you're Sabetha, just stay in front, keep your hands up, and don't go for the cheap fouls like what we saw with McAfee with the over the back on the rebound.
Halftime score 26-15. Royal Valley leads Sabetha. Here's the first half numbers and statistics. Don't let the numbers mind-boggle you when it's time to do your taxes. Trust the local experienced professionals that are on your side. Trust NEK Tax Services just west of Whiting. For the visiting Samantha Blue Jays, just four players scored. Matthew Garber has 5 points to lead the way. Marcus Bauman with 4 points. Christian McAfee has 4 points. And the other two belong to Davis Roki. Samantha was 3 of 4 from the free throw line. They had a couple threes, but 14 turnovers, that's certainly too many. Only 8 turnovers on Royal Valley. They hit 2 threes. They were 2 of 5 from the line. Royal Valley missed a couple front-end 1-and-1s with a chance to extend their lead. Royal Valley had 4 players score in the half. Joshua Wusick has 14 points already. Jake Kelly had a couple threes for Royal Valley in the first quarter. He got 6. K.J. Miller with 4 points, and Brady Klotz has the other 2. So just 4 guys scored for each team, but it all adds up to a Royal Valley 11-point lead, 26-15, Royal Valley leading Sabetha here at halftime. Those are the NEK Tax Services of Whiting first half statistics. Don't forget, we'll do them again during our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show and also pick a player to bank on, brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. Again, at halftime, it's Royal Valley up by 11. Our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Wilson Direct Motors and Tires is home of the 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. Again, the Native American dances going on here on Native American Heritage Night at Royal Valley High School. Samantha girls won earlier by 2. It's the Panther boys up 11 here at the break. A little bit of an extended halftime show. We'll return in just over 3 minutes to get you set for the third quarter here on the Samantha channel at MSCSports.net and FM 103.9 KNZA.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in. Talk to us. We can discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us. Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
Service is the key word you get when you pull into AG's Service at 121 South 8th in Sabetha. Their goal is complete car care. They do custom exhaust, wheel alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, and tie rod ends. See them for tune-ups, oil and lube, batteries, tires, and computerized wheel balancing. And keep your vehicle looking good with their touchless automatic car wash. Stop in. They earn your business. At AG Service, 121 South 8th in Sabetha.
Did you know Sabetha Community Hospital offers a full range of imaging services? They offer x-ray, CT scanning, ultrasound, vascular services, and echocardiograms, nuclear medicine, and mobile MRI. These imaging services are vital to diagnosing and treating health conditions. The health of you and your family is the number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the excellent imaging services and care you receive at Sabetha Community Hospital. Call 785-284-2121.
It's tax time again. That means it's the right time to plan ahead for your future, your retirement future. Hi, this is Troy at GN Bank. Stop by any of our GN Bank locations and let us help you prepare for your retirement plans by opening a traditional or Roth IRA. Remember, the 2021 IRA contribution deadline is Friday, April 15th, 2022. Our GN Bank staff is trained and ready to help you understand your IRA investment options. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents
since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice. How about some fresh sushi? Garrett Country Mart in Sabatha is proud to offer American fresh sushi every day. Check out the full menu with nearly 20 cooked sushi options and a variety of raw options as well. All delicious and made fresh daily by a sushi chef at Garrett Country Mart. Every Tuesday is sushi sales day and everything is just $5. Custom orders are also welcome. Join the many repeat customers and folks coming from miles around to try the American fresh sushi department at Garrett Country Mart in Sabatha.
KNZA.
Welcome back. A super fun halftime. Certainly a treat to be at Royal Valley High School for Native American Heritage Night, and the Native American dances performed there at halftime of our boys' contest. But it's back to basketball now with Royal Valley leading 26-15 over Sabatha. The Panthers have the number one seed locked up pretty much in their sub-state. Looks like Sabatha and Nemaus Central are going to be the 2 and 3 seeds. Don't know who they will play in the first round. Not to be determined, but looks like Sabatha and Nemaus may be on a collision for a sub-state semifinal, as Royal Valley in the number one spot in that tough, tough 3A sub-state. Maybe even tougher on the girls' side, but certainly loaded on the boys' side as well. And sub-state brackets will be coming out this coming Wednesday. Hard to believe, but the regular season is completely done next week.
Yeah, and, you know, I said it earlier in a game earlier this year, Justin, when I did the Nemaus Central game with Brandon over there in Seneca, it still felt like football season. It just didn't feel like we were this far in basketball already. But, hey, you know, it's come down to the final stretch of this season. And then for a team like Sabatha, Royal Valley, they pretty much kind of have the top spot, like you said, Justin, locked up. You're competing with Nemaha right now. You know, it's Royal Valley here on this court, but you're trying to stay at that number two seed.
We begin the second half. Sabatha with the basketball, the Navy Blues now going right to left. 3-point shot up and in. It's Matthew Garber. Two triples tonight. He's made 35 three-point baskets now on the season. And just like that, Sabatha's only down by 8. Royal Valley and the home whites going left to right. Panthers only lost 1 point this year to Holton, but they've responded with big convincing wins at Seneca by 20 and then rolled Hiawatha earlier this week 64-37. Coach Chris Brown, a little foul trouble to deal with. Knoxville Wessick, Brady Klotz, and K.J. Miller all have two fouls, but Brady Klotz just got two more points. Second field goal for the 6'6 senior Klotz, and the lead is back to 10. Also getting the first start tonight is Trayson Murata, as Mason Thomas is gone from the Royal Valley team with family, a death in the family. So Mason Thomas and his 12 points per game not here tonight. Trayson Murata joining Jake Kelly in the starting lineup again here in the second half, and a travel on Klotz there before he took off to the basket. Told you earlier in the broadcast, as Royal Valley commits their ninth turnover, that Knoxville Wessick had committed this week and signed to play college basketball at Emporia State. Brady Klotz going to play college baseball at a four-year school as well. Northwest Missouri State is where Brady Klotz is heading to play collegiate baseball. Down low to McAfee, nice pass. There's a mismatch. Count the bucket, plus one. Somehow they got McAfee matched up on Trayson Murata. And C-Mac trying to avoid foul trouble. He and Marcus Bauman each have three. McAfee gets this two-point bucket and a free throw pending. First foul on Trayson Murata. McAfee, a 60% free throw shooter, but missed it. Sabatha's 3 of 5 at the line. Royal Valley is 2 of 5 at the charity stripe. Panthers lead 28-20. About 90 seconds gone by here in the third quarter. Friday night, Community National Bank, local high school basketball scoreboard show coming up after our games. A.J. Miller backing in on Davis Roki. Gets to the basket, gets a shot up, but missed it. Roki rebounds. Pretty good defense there. Miller's missed a few that he normally converts down there close to the goal. Garber to Bauman, three-point shot for Marcus. No good. Backside rebound. Went to Niehaus. Now Roki going to shoot the three-pointer. That's off the rim, no good, and Miller corrals it for Royal Valley. Next Friday, we'll have some state wrestling here on 103.9 KNZA. Coverage of 3-2-1A in Hayes and Class 4A in Salina next Friday here on KNZA. And Saturday as well, while Wessick drives and missed the shot. Rebound is Sabetha. Regional wrestling, I told you, going on today and tomorrow for all those area wrestling individuals and teams. Blue Jay possession down by 8. Still early in the second half, and a bad pass by Davis. Stolen away up the court. Kelly, nice fake. Layup, missed it. Boy, Kelly couldn't finish after getting that steal. Now Marcus Bauman without numbers in transition, and a timeout by Coach Scott Berger. If he wants to tell his team here that they're going to be a lot stronger with the basketball, make a lot better passes, I mean, against any team, but especially with the athleticism, the long arms, the length that Royal Valley has. Man, you got to be really good with your passes to take care of us. Sabetha now with 15 turnovers here tonight.
Yeah, and you also have to think, Royal Valley, they can get down the floor in a hurry. So you turn it over, they're immediately back the other way. And with that size, and you see the smooth transition, especially with somebody like Wawasik, Klotz can kind of do it. K.J. Miller, the way he can move for the big guys, they can get down there, and they're just fluid offensively, and they know when, you know, when to sidestep a guy or when to even kick it out to another guy that's trailing him. So you got to be smart on your passing, and if you're Sabetha, you got to keep trying to get inside.
5:15 to go here in the third quarter. Sabetha has the basketball out of this timeout in the half court, going right to left against Royal Valley's 1-3-1 zone. McAfee out to Bauman. That's a three-point shot. No good. Wawasik up high for the rebound. Working on a double-double. Knox has a game-high 14 points here tonight. Off the bounce. He'll flip it over to Kelly. Kelly now up top to Coleman. Klotz has it. Royal Valley's only played 6 guys tonight. Coleman, the only one that's come off the bench here. Is an off-balance shot, long 2, missed by Klotz. And the rebound controlled by Garber for Sabetha. Garber up the court to Davis Roki. Starting 5 for the Blue Jays. Niehaus and McAfee working in the paint. Alman, Garber, and Roki hanging out on the near side wing. Still down 8. 28-20, and the Blue Jays have this one deflected out of bounds. 4:28 left here in the third period. Only one foul since halftime. That's against Royal Valley. Led by Matthew Garber with 8 points. Here's Bauman, another three-point try. And that one is short. Rebounded by Jake Kelly. Wawasik looking ahead in transition. Slows it down, waits. Now we're 5-on-5. Gets a screen from Miller. Shoots the 3. It's no good. Rebound by Niehaus. And boy, Royal Valley's missing their shots here, but Sabetha better get back in this game while they can before the Panthers start making them again. McAfee going to drive to the basket, but he's fouled on the floor. No free throws. Second foul on Royal Valley this half, and it's on K.J. Miller. He's the first Panther to get his third. Murata in, replacing K.J. Miller. Royal Valley's gone 4 minutes and scored 2 points.
Yeah.
And if you're going to beat this team, you better take advantage of that. Blocked shot by Wawasik. He blocked McAfee twice, and the ball goes to Daniel Coleman. Wawasik all the way, blocked by Roki, but rebounded by Klotz. He follows it and count it. Free throw as well for Brady Klotz, as the Panthers with another offensive rebound and the stick back by Brady Klotz.
And that's the 4 on McAfee, Justin.
McAfee will check out with his 4th personal. Played about 4 minutes there. Klotz 0-for-1 at the line, but 73% on the year. Free throw is good. 7 for BK. It's 31-20. Royal Valley has been able to get that lead up to 11 on three different occasions tonight. Never anymore. Sabetha had about three or four possessions down eight. Couldn't cut it any closer. Missed a lot of threes. Preston Michael in some trouble in the far corner. Dribbles out of a double team. Then the ball knocked out of his hands. Roki gets it. He shoots. The bank shot won't go. Offensive board Michael knocked out of his hands and a foul. And that's on Brady Clonson. It's his third. So Clonson Miller each with three fouls for Royal Valley. McAfee with four. And Bauman has three fouls for Sabetha. Three of the four fouls here in the second half have gone now against the Panthers. Garber going to trigger it in. Meows to Michael, looking underneath, but Knox rips that ball down out of the air and steals it. Wawasik around Michael. Nice body control there, and the little kicks off the window. Wawasik's first field goal of this second half gives him 16 points on the night. And now the Panthers up 13. Here's a kick ball with 3 minutes and 4 seconds to go in the third quarter. Miller back in and a little deeper down the bench for the first time tonight. Royal Valley will bring into the game Ian Torres. He's a sophomore. Torres seeing his first action of the game. Hasn't played a lot on varsity. Tough shot by Roki there, partially blocked. Nemaw Central boys have now come back to lead Holton 28-26 at halftime. And Holton, Wawasik, nice speed. And Miller, KJ finishes. Everybody thought Wawasik was going to put that one up and shoot.
Yeah.
Fooled everybody. The lead now 15 for Royal Valley. Michael will shoot along too. He went to pass. Nobody was open. Let it fly and to no avail. Royal Valley starting to pull away. So that's not a chance. Royal Valley scored 2 points the first 4 minutes of this half. The Blue Jays missed several threes and just couldn't capitalize. Here's Coleman. Jumper from the right elbow. It's good. First points for Daniel Coleman tonight. Fifth different Royal Valley player to score. Sabetha has just 4 in the scorebook. Now they're down 17. Royal Valley is on a big run, and Sabetha, realizing that, is going to take a timeout. It was 28-20 for a long time, Logan, and now it is 37-20. That is a quick little 9-0 run by Royal Valley. We'll take the break. Our timeout's sponsored by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, just west of Whiting, and online at popcorngifts.net. Under 2 minutes to go, third quarter. We're back in half a minute on KNZA.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to the Purple Palace here at Royal Valley High School in Hoyt. Justin Fluke with you, studio engineer Seth Tollefson. And Sabetha with the ball out of a timeout. They have just 2 remaining, and the Blue Jays down by 17. Starting to get away from Sabetha here a little bit. McAfee's back in with 4 fouls. Here's a Bauman 3-pointer. No good. Rebound Roki. Back up and in. Davis Roki with the putback. And we're down to 90 seconds left here in the third quarter. Wawasik has scored 28 and 26 his last 2 games, and he drives here and scores. He's got 18 points now tonight. Sometimes just makes it look pretty darn easy. McAfee, that ball goes through the hands of Roki, almost another Sabetha turnover. Now into C-Mac at the high post, out on the left wing to Garber. Got away from Wawasik, shoots from the foul line. Jumper won't go. Rebound, McAfee battles for it. He's double-teamed, uses the dribble, goes up, and missed the bank. Rebounded by Roki in a foul. Sabetha gets a couple offensive boards. And they'll keep the ball. Wessick being a leader, telling his team, we've got to do a better job rebounding, boys. As Torres picks up the foul. Brady Klotz and Jake Kelly back in for Royal Valley. Michael goes it in to Bauman. Now Garber in the near corner, switched in a three. Three threes for Garber. He's got 11 to pace the Blue Jays. Tibet is still down 14. Now under 50 seconds to go here in the third quarter. While Wessick, a turnaround jumper in the lane, didn't get the bounce this time. Ball on the deck, picked up by Davis Roki. To half court, Bauman. Back to the near side, Garber. Another three-pointer in rhythm. That one's short, and we've got a push foul. And it's going against Royal Valley. Five of the six fouls this half have been called against the Panthers. This one on Daniel Coleman. That's his first of the night. Murata comes in. Torres goes out. Nice inbounds play. Wide open there. Nobody defended Christian McAfee. He's now got 8 points. And it's a 12-point game at 39-27. Panthers were up 17 a moment ago. Wessick against Garber with 12 seconds to go here in the quarter. Wessick in the paint. Fouled on the floor. The second against Sabetha. And it's on Marcus Bauman. That's his fourth. So Bauman now with four fouls. Coach Book getting McAfee out of the game, so he doesn't pick up a fifth. Bauman will stay in, but it's Garber that's going to draw the assignment defending Wawasik. 6 seconds for the Panthers to get a shot off. Ball tipped towards the backcourt. 3 seconds left. Wawasik with two. And he carried it. Coach Brown can't believe it as the carry against Wawasik is the 10th turnover against Royal Valley. Catch and shoot. Bauman at the buzzer, no good, and we head to the fourth. It's a 12-point game. 39 for Royal Valley, 27 for Sabetha. The fourth quarter follows this one-minute timeout here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Push more, pull more, lift more, and save more with a new Mahindra tractor right now at Heinen Repair. Take advantage of cash discounts and low interest or no interest financing up to 84 months available with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Mahindra is the official tractor of Tough, and you're tough too. Sounds like we have a lot in common. Save big on Mahindra at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or online at HeinenRepair.com.
We're definitely good at looking outside the box when it comes to helping add to your existing ag operation.
Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer at Farmers State Bank.
We can shape up payment dates for whenever works best for you. We just want to make sure that we're setting that producer up for the best case scenario in the long haul. Not only thinking near term, but thinking for the future.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
KNZA.
On to the fourth quarter we go. Studio engineer Seth Tullison, Justin Fluke, Logan Bitterman back with you. Mike Bitterman running the camera. This is about the channel tonight at MSCSports.net. And there's the fifth foul of the game as Christian McAfee will foul out just a couple seconds into this fourth quarter. Royal Valley knowing the foul situation there. McAfee attacked it. He just didn't get over and quite get set on the baseline. So Christian will foul out with 8 points here tonight. Justin Michael back in. If he clots down low, turn around, little fadeaway. Good shot by Brady Klotz. Klotz has 9. Miller with 6. Nagswa Wessick with 18. Here's Niehaus missing it. Roki tying up the rebound with K.J. Miller. The possession arrow goes to Sabetha. Royal Valley trying to win the Big 7 League here tonight at 13-1. I believe that was the record last year in the Big 7 League. That one loss was to Riverside a season ago. in a home makeup game played on Saturday. One loss this year, 2 weeks ago, against Holton on the road. Blue Jays down by 14. Nearly turned it over. Niehaus gets it back, and he does turn it over. Rada with the steal. 17 turnovers on Sabatha. Klotz, he's got good range. He'll attack the basket this time. Count it, plus one. One time he's got a little turnaround fadeaway, and the next time he takes you off the dribble to the rack and one. Brady Klotz demonstrating all the skills. Getting to the line after the second personal foul on Davis Roki. Klotz misses the free throw, but Miller rebounds. Miller up right side, banks it in. That's a four-point possession for Royal Valley. And the biggest lead of the night now, 18. The margin, Royal Valley ahead, 45-27. Under 7 minutes to go. Left block, Roki, power dribble. Stripped on his way up and fouled. That's foul number six against the Panthers this half. Personal number three on Jake Kelly. And then they put Davis Roki to the line for two. Smetha just 3 for 5 at the line tonight. Roki's yet to attempt one. He's 64% on the year. And this free throw is good. Five points is all for Davis Roki, averaging 12 a night. Bauman's been quiet this evening for Sabetha as well. He's playing with four fouls as Roki knocks in both free throws. Travis Dollinghaus in to give Bauman a rest defensively here. Man-to-man defense by Sabetha. While Wessick against Garber. Kelly to Miller up top. Now Murata on the right wing. Klotz gets it. He's kind of been starting to take over. Only thing he hasn't done is hit a three. Little fadeaway turnaround jump shot and went to the basket for an and one. He can shoot him out there, though. Here's Wawusik across the lane. No look down low to Miller. Missed a bunny. Got his own miss. Power dribble up. Missed it again. Boy, Miller's missed a lot of bunnies tonight. Still working hard, though. The big guy down low. The lead remains 16 points here for Royal Valley. Niehaus leans into one and can't get it to drop. No points tonight. Sabetha gets the rebound to Garber Trey, and that is good. Matthew Garber with 14 points on his fourth three-point basket. But it's 45-32, and we're under 6 minutes to go here in the contest. Jeff West against Riverside tonight. Nemaw Central at Holton. Wawusik misses it. One game postponed tonight in the Big 7. Hiawatha and Perry LeCompton postponed until Monday. We're going to wipe off that basket. A foul on the floor as Garber takes it this time, but he's going to head to the line for a 1-and-1 as the foul is on K.J. Miller, and that is the fourth personal on Miller. Klotz and Kelly each have three, and a timeout by Coach Chris Brown. He'll have three timeouts remaining. Just 5:35 left to go in the contest. A 1-and-1 for Sabetha when we return. Timeout courtesy of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, just west of Whiting, the perfect timeout snack. Find them online at popcorngifts.net. Stay tuned. Scoreboard show coming up all later tonight here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville, I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
KNZA.
Fourth quarter action continues with 5:35 to go. 45-32. Royal Valley extended the lead up to 17. And now leading by 13 as Sabetha gets set for a 1-and-1. K.J. Miller had some blood on his jersey, so he had to leave. He's out for the moment. It's Murata, Kelly, and Coleman joining Klotz and Wawusek. And Garber at the line for 1-1. He's 2-for-2. Tonight, 77% on the year. This kid doesn't miss many. He didn't miss that one. 15 points now for Matthew Garber. Just a junior, averaging 14 points a game, leading Sabeth in assists and three-pointers made and free throw shooting. Second one is good as well. Miller got that fourth foul, by the way, before checking out of the game and getting some blood cleaned off the jersey. Beth in the bonus now, but down 11. 5.5 minutes to go. Klotz has had a big second half. He'll shoot it again here. And this one's short. Rebound control by Davis Roki. Getting some traffic clear, and now gets the pass to Matthew Garber. Beth could get it down to single digits here. Garber having to do a lot of the work, though, for the Blue Jays on the offensive end. Tough pass to Niehaus. He gets it over to Michael, and he traveled. I don't think Preston was quite ready for that pass. He ended up dribbling and shooting and scoring, but it won't count. Instead, it's Sabetha's 19th turnover of the game. Excuse me, 18th yeah. turnover. Got a chance to get it down to 8 or 9 there and could not. Wawusek against Garber. Around the screen by Klotz. Goes hard underneath. Finds an open Coleman in the corner. A three-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Niehaus. Garber and the Blue Jays again down 11 with the ball. 4:45 left here in the fourth quarter. Klotz and Kelly out there with three fouls each. Niehaus gets it back to Michael. Had an open Dollyhouse underneath. They've missed him, and now Royal Valley gets a steal ahead to Wawusek. Here's going to be a slam dunk with two hands. Wawusek, 20 points off a Blue Jay turnover. He was ahead, and Kelly fed him for the flush. Niehaus, left side, Garber, he'll shoot the three and hit. Timeout, Sabetha. That is 5 3-point baskets for Matthew Garber tonight. 19 points for Garber. Logan, you know his season high is getting close. Got a couple over 20 this year, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He's got 19 tonight, but the Blue Jays still down 10. 47-37 as we step away for another quick timeout. Roll Valley leads Sabetha by 10 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back here at the Purple Palace, just 4:09 left to go in our ball game. 47-37, the Royal Valley boys have led since the opening tip. They were up 8 after 8 minutes. They led by 11 at halftime, by as many as 17 here in the second half. Wawusek going baseline. Shot up. That's way too easy. 22 points at the baseline layup by Knox Wawusek. His third straight game of over 20 points. Down low, Roki. Fouled by Jake Kelly, and that's going to be his fourth. Team foul number 8 on Royal Valley this half. Davis Roki going to shoot 2. K.J. Miller still on the bench with 4 fouls. Klotz has 3. McAfee's fouled out for Sabetha early in the fourth quarter, and Roki misses this free throw. K.J. Miller coming back in now for the Panthers. They went 20-4 last season. 21-2 the year before that. Panthers trying to win the Big 7 leg yet again as Roki missed them both. And Sabetha down a dozen. Wawusek waits, gets the screen. Yonkers, no 3-point baskets tonight. Hooked away by Niehaus. Back Royal Valley only made 2 3-point baskets tonight, both in the first quarter by Jake Kelly. Beth has now made 6 3-pointers and 5 of them by Matthew Garber. Garber's got 19 for the Blue Jays, while Wessick with 22 for the Panthers. Jumper from the left elbow, no good. Tipped by Klotz, while Wessick tried to save it in but can't. 3:16 to go in the game. Sabetha would fall to 15-4 behind Nemaha Central, potentially, as those teams battle for the 2 and 3 seeds behind Royal Valley in the 3A Silver Lake Substate. Missed 3-pointer by Garber. Klotz clears the glass. Pass up the court to Miller. Nice five by Wawasik. And Miller in double digits now with 10 points. Miller's got 10, Klotz has 12, and Wawasik with 22. It's the usual suspects for Royal Valley, and a double-digit fourth-quarter lead, something the Panthers have grown accustomed to. 51-37, one of our final breaks of the night. We'll take it here with 2:57 to go on Kansas Land Radio.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Here's a steal. Sabatha turns it over out of the timeout. Wawasik up the court. Finger rolls it in. Wawasik now at 24 points. And Royal Valley about to put this one away. 53-37. Panthers with the lead. Roki, tough shot underneath the basket. Got a little breathing room, and Roki lays it in. He's got 8 points, 53-39. 16-point lead a moment ago. Lob to Wawasik is tipped and stolen. Great defense by Garber. It's about the 20 turnovers. Royal Valley only has 11. Here's Roki again on the left side. Got his own miss and missed it twice. And then he fouls Nogs Wawasik. That's team foul number 5 against the Blue Jays. Personal number 3, and a little frustration foul there by Davis Roki. Preston Michael will come back in for Sabetha. Under 2 minutes to go. We'll pick our Citizen State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on, and our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show coming up. And the scoreboard show. Here's a Wawasik 3. No good. Rebounded by Niehaus. Still no triples for Noggs tonight. Got 24 points. Most of them have been shots going to the basket. A lot of layups, I feel like. At least points in the paint. Garber can't get off the 3, but he splits a double team, drives, and then blocked shot as Jake Kelly came over to help. They call the jump ball. And the possession arrow goes to Royal Valley. Great defense there by Jake Kelly. Tyrese Bishop in for the Blue Jays. Sabetha will host Hiawatha next Tuesday night. Finish up regular season and Big 7 league play. Hiawatha is going to be playing Monday in a makeup against Perry, and then we'll play Sabetha Tuesday. Maybe not ideal there at the end of the regular season, but then they'll have a little bit of time off with Substate brackets coming out next Wednesday and Substate starting on Monday. There's an easy drive and another wide open layup by Wawasik on the baseline. 26 for Wawasik for the third straight game. We're under a minute remaining. There's a kick by Knox. Point lead as fans start to trickle out of the Purple Palace here in Hoyt. Bishop will go to trigger it in here for Sabetha underneath their own goal. Pass out to Roki, a 3-point shot with Klotz running at him, and Roki hits it. Sabetha not just going to give up or go away. Scott Berger will take his last time out of the contest here with 50 seconds remaining. We'll keep it here. Davis Roki does get to double digits now, 7 of his 11 points coming in this fourth quarter. Sabetha led by Garber with 19. Christian McAfee had 8, but fouled out just a couple seconds into the fourth quarter, and certainly limited minutes with foul trouble here tonight. For Royal Valley, 26 for Nongswa Wasik. He's had 26, 28, 26 his last three games now, averaging 18 a game, and that average keeps climbing. No Mason Thomas for the Panthers tonight. But Royal Valley has been in control and led this game from start to finish. Let's be honest, Logan. This Royal Valley team has a chance to make a lot of noise in the postseason. It's going to take a great effort, like making 12 three-pointers that Holton did just to beat this team by one. And that meant Royal Valley had to miss a lot of free throws to lose that game as well against Holton this year.
Yeah, and you look back at the third quarter in this one when Royal Valley wasn't hitting any shots for the first, I believe it was 5 minutes. Almost 6 minutes, and Sabetha just couldn't find a basket either. But Royal Valley, they were there in the state tournament last year, got knocked out in the first round by Rock Creek. All these guys, they want to get back there, and they want to make a deeper run in the state tournament this season.
Yeah, you bet. They're hungry. They didn't even get to go to Hutch last year. First round of the state tournament was not played. It was played at one of the two teams instead of at the state site. Here's a three by Tyrese Bishop. It's no good. Rebound to Royal Valley with 20 seconds left. Panthers throw it ahead to Klotz. Brady goes up and lays it in. Klotz with 14. The lead is 15. 3 seconds left. Garber in the corner will shoot a three and no good, and that's the final. Royal Valley 57, Sabetha 42. Panthers Big 7 league champs yet again. They are 18-1 and finished the Big 7 slate 13-1 with just a one-point loss this season. Our post-game, player to bank on, checking the final stats, all coming up next here on KNZA.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast. Floyd's Truck Repair. On the road or in the field, Floyd's Mobile Repair Unit will get you up and going with an experienced staff and the parts and equipment to fix any problem. Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Flatbed drivers, KMTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors. Choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call KMTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
Crop insurance solutions with added value. That's what you get with Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Products through Farmers Mutual Hale allow him to offer advanced acreage and production technology to save you time and the ability to protect up to 95% of your APH with RAMP. Stop in at 621 Main or call Roy at 785-284-7611 to experience a different type of crop protection.
Hi, this is Nick at Citizens State Bank. If money were not a factor, what would your dream house look like? Picture it now. Would it be a large farmhouse with wraparound porch and a lot of green space? Or would it be a modern home in town? Wherever your mind goes and whatever your dream consists of, Citizens State Bank can help you get there. Come in and speak with Dell, Randy, Jennifer, or Luke today and see what we can do for you. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back one final time here in Royal Valley High School tonight. It is a split. It's about the girls only led for a few seconds, but they beat Royal Valley 32-30 in our girls' contest. All Royal Valley in the boys' game. The Panthers are now three-time Big Seven League champs. They win at 57-42 over Sabetha. Led from start to finish, got up early 15-5 and really never looked back. Logan, you mentioned there early in the third quarter, Sabetha was down eight, had the ball probably three or four times down eight, could never get any closer, as Royal Valley only scored 2 points in the first 5 minutes of this second half, but Sabetha couldn't get any closer, and Royal Valley does what Royal Valley does, and they put this game away to win the Big Seven League and improve to 18-1 on the season. Panthers topped the Blue Jays by 15 points here tonight.
Yeah, Justin, that third quarter was obviously huge. You know, when you got a team like Royal Valley and they go five, almost 6 minutes, can't score, and you go the other way and you can't get a basket, that's not going to help your chances against a team like the Panthers this season. But maybe also just as big was losing Christian McAfee as early as Sabetha did in the fourth quarter. They lost him, I believe it was within the first minute and a half of the first fourth quarter. He picked up his fifth foul. Sabetha had a couple chances to make it single-digit games. I think with him inside, you know, Miller had four fouls tonight, Fox had three. That could have definitely helped you down the stretch. But Royal Valley is a really, really great team, obviously senior-driven on this team. And we just talked about it right at the end of this game. Justin, they really want to get back to that state tournament and try to make a deeper run this year than we did last season. And what's going to be even more ironic, Justin, is last year we did the sub-state championship game in Sabetha on both girls and guys. The guys' side was Royal Valley and Jeff West for the sub-state championship to go to state. This year it's going to be the first round. So Royal Valley and Jeff West are going to meet up the first round this season.
Is that right? Jeff West made it to the sub-state championship
Josh
game
Dockerman,
last year?
Yep.
Wow, I'd kind of forgotten about that. But no doubt this Royal Valley boys team is highly motivated. Last year's state tournament appearance was the first in school history for Royal Valley, and as we talked about, they lost at Rock Creek there in the opening round, but they win it tonight 52-47. Let's check the final stats tonight. They are brought to you by NEK Tax Services, located just west of Whiting, the local experienced professionals on your side. It's NEK Tax Services, Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and crew. Still have some tax appointments available, so give them a call and they will help you out. For Sabetha boys, now 15-4 on the season. They dropped 10-3 in the Big Seven with one more game against Tiawatha next Tuesday. Sabetha was led by Matthew Garber with 19 points tonight. He got 14 of those in the second half and made 5 3-point shots tonight. The other Sabetha three was by Davis Roki late. He scored 11. Christian McAfee had 8 before fouling out. McAfee probably didn't get to play 10 total minutes tonight with foul trouble. Marcus Bauman had 4, and that's it. Only 4 guys scored for Sabetha. They were 7 of 11 from the free throw line. Sabetha hit 7 threes, but here's a big number. Coach Boog won't be happy with this. 21 turnovers for Sabetha in the loss. Just 11 turnovers on Royal Valley. They just made 2 threes. Those were in the first quarter by Jake Kelly. The Panthers go only 3 of 7 from the line, but at 57 points again tonight, led by Nogswa Wusick, 26 points. That's the third straight game that Nogs has had at least 26. Brady Klotz and K.J. Miller joined him in double digits as well. Brady Klotz with 13 points. K.J. Miller added 10. Kelly had 6 on the 2 first quarter threes, and Daniel Coleman had the other 2. That's it. Only 5 guys scored for Royal Valley, who played without senior Mason Thomas here tonight. But they're 18-1 with the win. 57-42, Royal Valley boys beat Sabetha. And our player to bank on, brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha.
Yeah, Justin.
No-brainer?
I think it's pretty obvious. I mean, how do you not give it to a guy like Knox Wawasik? He had 26 points on the night and definitely helped lead this team to this third straight Big Seven League title and the number one seed going into the sub-state.
He's kind of been locked in. You know, he missed a couple free throws with a few seconds left in that game against Holton. The Royal Valley ended up losing by 1, their only loss of the year. And since then, he's had 26, 28, and 26 now in those 3 games since the Holton loss. As Royal Valley gets the win, Wawasik, our player to bank on, and that'll conclude our Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show. Remember, if you're buying or selling, the name to know is Be Outdoors Real Estate. Contact Chris Seymour, Ryan Limcool, and a whole team of real estate agents that can help you out at Be Outdoors Real Estate. Kim Sabetha won the girls' game. They didn't lead you the first 3.5 quarters, but took a lead and got the final 4 points of the night in the final 46 seconds, all four by Emily Krebs as they rally for a 32-30 victory over Royal Valley. Spent the girls 9-10 with the win. Royal Valley now 7-12. Lady Panthers have lost 5 straight. Spent the girls have now won 3 in a row. Royal Valley wins the boys' game 57-42, our final then. It was a fun night. Hope you enjoyed it. We did with Native American Heritage Night and dances there at halftime. They had a high school student band that played several times throughout the night. That was quite entertaining as well. They had a Native American doing the PA announcing. Yeah. That was kind of a special touch here tonight. And a lot of fun here at Royal Valley. Again, regional wrestling is going on today and will continue tomorrow and wrap up. We'll find out which area individuals qualify for the state wrestling tournament next week. And next Friday night, we won't have any basketball. I believe it'll just be state wrestling updates here on KNZA next Friday. We do have some high school hoops coming your way Tuesday night, as a lot of teams will wrap up the regular season. Again, for the archive of this game and every Sabetha Blue Jay contest, you can always go to msesports.net, click Listen Live, and select the Sabetha channel, where you will find live and archived Sabetha Blue Jay varsity sports, courtesy of the great Sabetha channel sponsors. You saw them on the left bottom corner of your screen throughout the broadcast. We appreciate their support here again tonight. It's been a crazy week at our radio station with transferring to a whole brand new operating system, but we're about to survive the week. Appreciate everyone's patience through some of those learning curves, adjustments, and changes this week. And stay tuned, because the Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show is still to come here later tonight. For our studio engineer, Seth Tollefson, and host of the Scoreboard Show, for Mike Bitterman on the Sabetha Channel camera, and Logan Bitterman joining me tonight, this has been Justin Fluke. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend, everybody.
This has been High School Basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.